Nolte, Bernie Sanders jumps to huge lead in New Hampshire. By John Nolte on January 25, 2020. A poll from the far-left New York Times shows Bernie Sanders leaping to a 7-point lead in Iowa. At the present, the impeachment hoax is keeping the 487-year-old Marxist out of Iowa and away from all campaigning. As a sitting U.S. senator, the commie with a bad ticker is required by law to sit in the Senate during President Trump's impeachment trial. Nevertheless, Bernie momentum is breaking out all over. According to the latest New York Times/Siena poll, Bernie enjoys 25% support in Iowa. In a distant second place is mean little Mayor Peter Buttigieg at 18%. Slow Joe Biden sits at 17%. The fake Indian Elizabeth Warren is at 15%. Everyone else is in single digits. Of interest is the movement in this particular poll, since it was last taken less than 3 months ago. Way back then, it was the fake Indian in the lead. Warren enjoyed 22% support. So she has taken a real dive of 7 points since. Bernie jumped 6 points. Biden didn't budge at all. Currently, the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of polls in Iowa shows that Bernie is less than a point away from first place Joe Biden, 20 points to 19.3 points. Bernie's momentum is not just in Iowa. In New Hampshire, the RCP poll of polls has Sanders in the lead at 22%, with second place Joe Biden at 18%. However, the most recent poll out of New Hampshire has Sanders up a whopping 12 points, 29% to second place Buttigieg's 17 points. Bernie is also on the move nationally. What we have here is basically a Democrat dogfight between two very old white guys, Biden and Bernie. In the RCP poll of national polls, Biden is in first place with 29% support. Bernie is in second with 23%. Warren is in third place but still far behind, with just 15% support. The most recent national poll, from Emerson, shows the race a virtual tie, Biden 30, Bernie 27. Right now, all the latest polling shows real momentum for Sanders, and at exactly the right time. We are less than 2 weeks away from when the actual voting begins in Iowa. What's more, this polling proves the recent media jihad against Bernie. All that nonsense about him telling Warren a woman can't win is backfiring. What's more, Bernie's surge appears to be coming at the expense of Iowa, which means the far-left vote, the anti-Biden vote, is coalescing around the recent heart attack victim. There is talk now that the Democrat establishment is so freaked about the possibility of Bernie winning the primary. Former President Barry Obama is thinking of coming out and publicly opposing Sanders. Boy, would that be a mistake. Kuchenchief Mitt Romney tried that against Donald Trump in 2016, and the resentment it engendered with the base, even among some who didn't vote for Trump, was palpable, and it still is. Regardless of party, I cannot think of anything primary voters would resent more than the machine rising up to sabotage their pick. As much as the media and elites resent it, at the end of the day, it is still we the people who choose our leaders. My two cents? Bernie is a bigger threat to Trump than Biden. Biden is a doddering old fool who represents yesterday. He has no real constituency. Bernie is a movement candidate, a change candidate with a very real and very energetic base of support. But the fact that I see an ancient socialist as a bigger threat to Trump than any of the other Democrats, that just tells you just how pathetic the 2020 Democrat field is. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.